Welcome to the Natural Marketer Podcast. I am your digital marketing specialist and host, Victoria Smith, the hashtag Natural Marketer. The Natural Marketer Podcast is the natural approach to marketing for small business owners who are working on a small or limited budget. I will deliver insight, pointers, and guidance on getting a small business online and in front of more prospects or walk-in customers. In this day and age, we are all consumed with information. And for a small business to survive, needs to be among all that information. I will guide you through techniques like the Near Me Search Success for local businesses, to how to manage reviews and local listings within a single platform, to the mastery of social SEO, making any small business owner or manager successful in the marketplace. So without further ado, let's dig in to this week's program. In this episode, I'm outlining your brand reputation as one of your most valuable assets. Your brand reputation is what customers think and feel about your company, and it can be a major impact on your bottom line. A strong brand reputation can attract new customers, increase customer loyalty, and definitely boost your sales. But how do you build a powerful brand reputation? In this episode, I'll discuss some key techniques for building a brand that is trusted, respected, and loved by customers. Let's get started. In today's digital age, consumers are more skeptical of brands than ever before. They want to know that the brands they support are authentic, transparent, and trustworthy. That's why it's more important than ever for businesses to build their brand reputation on a foundation of five key areas or resourceful techniques. Technique one, be authentic and transparent. Two, deliver on your promises. Three, be customer-centric. Be consistent, and five, be visible. All these techniques will deliver a powerful brand reputation that will give you 5 stars and a meaningful bottom line. Now let me explain each technique in more detail so you get a better idea of how to use these tools. Technique one, be authentic and transparent. Remember, customers can spot a fake from a mile away, so it's important to be authentic and transparent in all of your branding. Be true to your values and mission and communicate them clearly to your customers. So what is authenticity and transparency? Authenticity is about being true to yourself and your brand values. It's about being genuine and honest in your interactions with customers. And transparency is about being open and honest with your business's practices, including your sourcing, production, and environmental impact. Why it's authenticity and transparency important to your brand? Consumers are more likely to trust brands that perceive a being of authentic and transparent. This is because authenticity and transparency build trust, and trust is essential for a strong brand reputation. When consumers trust a brand, they are more likely to buy from them, recommend them to others, and be loyal to them over time. So how do you be authentic and transparent while building your brand reputation? There are a number of things that businesses can do to be more authentic and transparent in building their brand efforts. Here are a few tips. One, define your brand values and purpose. What does your brand stand for? Why does it exist? What impact do you want to have on your customers and the world? Once you have a clear understanding of your brand values and purpose, you can start to communicate them authentically and transparently. Be honest and transparent about your business practices. This includes your sourcing, production, and environmental impact, and your labor practices. Don't try to hide anything from your customers. Be upfront about your values and challenges and successes alike. Be responsive and respectful of customer feedback. When customers give you feedback, whether it's positive or negative, take the time to respond to them. Thank them for their feedback and let them know how you're using it to improve your business. Always be willing to admit mistakes. Everyone makes them. When you make a mistake, don't try to cover it up. Admit it to your customers and apologize sincerely. Then explain what you're doing to fix the problem. And always be human. Don't be afraid to show your customers the human side of your brand. Share stories about your employees, your culture, and your values. Let your customers know that there are real people behind the brand who are passionate about what they do. Here are some specific examples of how businesses can be more authentic and transparent in their brand building efforts. A clothing company could be transparent about its supply chain by sharing information about its suppliers and their labor practices. A food company could be transparent about its ingredients and sourcing by sharing information about the farms and suppliers that it takes the sources from its ingredients from. A technology company could be transparent about their data collection and usage practices by providing clear and concise privacy policies. A beauty company can be transparent about its product ingredients and testing procedures by sharing this information on its website and all of its marketing materials. A service company could be transparent about its pricing and service policies by sharing this information on its website and in its customer contracts. Businesses will build brand reputation when it's built on a foundation of authenticity and transparency. This will help them attract and retain customers and build a loyal following. Technique 2. Deliver on all your promises. When you make a promise to your customers, make sure you keep it. This means providing high-quality products and services and resolving any issues that arise promptly and professionally. Your brand reputation is the sum total of all perceptions that people have about your brand. It's what people think and say about you when you're not in the room. A strong brand reputation is essential for success in business. It can help you attract and retain customers, build partnership, and raise capital for your business. One of the best ways to build a strong brand reputation is to deliver on your promises. When you make a promise to a customer, you need to make sure you keep it. This means providing products and services that you promised in the manner that you promised them and in the timeline that you promised it. Here are a few tips on delivering your promises when building a brand reputation. Number one, be realistic about what you can promise. Don't overpromise and underdeliver. It's better to underpromise and overdeliver. Number two, set clear expectations. When you make a promise to a customer, make sure that they understand what is expected of both of you. Number three, be transparent about your challenges. If there is something that could prevent you from delivering on your promises, let your customer know in advance. Number four, be responsive to customer feedback. If a customer has a problem, be responsive and quickly resolve it. Number five, go the extra mile. Look for ways to exceed your customer's expectations. Here are some specific examples of how businesses can deliver on their promises when building a brand reputation. A restaurant could promise to deliver food within 30 minutes and then consistently deliver that promise. A software company could promise to provide 24/7 customer support and then consistently deliver on that promise. A retail store could promise to offer free shipping on all orders over 50 and then consistently deliver on that promise. A consulting firm could promise to deliver a specific customer outcome for a client, such as increasing sales by 10%, and then consistently deliver on that promise. A nonprofit organization could promise to donate a certain percentage of its profits to charity and then consistently deliver on that promise. When businesses deliver on their promises, they build trust with their customers. This trust is essential for a brand reputation. Customers who can trust a brand are more likely to buy from them, recommend them to others, and be loyal to them over time. Technique 3. Be customer-centric. Put your customers first in everything you do. This means listening to their feedback, responding to their needs, and creating a positive customer experience. A customer-centric approach to business means putting the customer at the forefront of every decision you make. It's about understanding your customer's needs and wants, and then designing your products, services, and marketing efforts to meet those needs and wants. When you're building a brand reputation, it's important to be customer-centric because it helps you to build trust with your customers. Customers who feel like they are valued and respected are more likely to trust a brand, and trust is essential to building a strong brand reputation. Here are some tips on how to be customer-centric when building a brand. One, start by understanding your customers. Who are they? What are their needs and wants? What pain points are they trying to solve? The more you understand your customers, the better you can design your products and services to meet their needs. Number two, be responsive to customer feedback. When customers give you feedback, whether it's positive and or negative, take the time to listen to them and take action on their feedback. This shows customers that your value is important and that you are committed to improving their experience in every way possible. Be transparent with your customers. Be honest and upfront about your products, services, and pricing. Don't try to hide anything from your customers. Be willing to answer their questions and address their concerns. And always go the extra mile. Look for ways to exceed your customers' expectations. This could involve offering additional services, providing discounts, or simply going out of the way to help a customer. When you go the extra mile, you show your customers that you care about them and that you're committed to their situation. Here are some examples of how businesses can come customer-centric when building a brand reputation. A restaurant can offer a personalized dining experience for remembering customers' favorite dishes and preferences. A software company could offer free training and support to customers to help them get the most out of your company's products. A retail store could offer a loyalty program that rewards customers for their business. A consulting firm could work closely with customers to understand their needs and develop the customized solutions. A nonprofit organization could help customers and keep customers informed about the impact of their donations and the progress of the organization's programs. When businesses are customer-centric, they build their trust with their customers. The trust is essential to building a strong brand reputation. Customers who trust a brand are likely to buy from them, recommend them to others, and be loyal to them over time. Here are some additional tips to being customer-centric when building a brand reputation. You can use customer data to inform your decision-making. Collect data about your customers, such as their demographics, purchase history, a customer feedback form. Use this data to understand your customers better and to make decisions that will improve their experience. Empower your employees to be customer-centric. Train your employees on the importance of customer service and give them the authority to resolve customer issues quickly and efficiently. Create a culture of customer centricity. Make customer centricity a core value of your company and ensure that all of your employees are committed to providing excellent customer service. Technique 4, be consistent. This is always my favorite because I have to remind myself of this constantly because I have so much going on. I have to remember to stay ahead of my game and remember that it's the most important thing. So consistency. Your brand identity should be consistent across all channels, from your website, social media, to your marketing materials, and your customer service. This will help create a strong and memorable brand in the minds of your customers. Consistency is key when building a brand reputation. When you are consistent with your brand messaging, visual identity, and customer experience, you create a strong and recognizable brand that consumers can trust. Here are some tips on how to be consistent when building a brand reputation. Number one, develop a brand style guide. A brand style guide is a document that outlines your brand identity, including your brand messaging, visual identity, tone of voice. It should be used for all your employees to ensure that all your marketing materials and customer interactions are consistent with the brand. Create a brand playbook. A brand playbook is a document that outlines your brand's values, missions, and goals. It should also include guidelines on how to communicate your brand and how to interact with customers. Your brand playbook should be shared with all your employees and should be used as a resource for making decisions about your brand. Use a consistent visual identity. Your visual identity is the way that your brand looks and feels. It includes your logo, colors, fonts, and photography. Use your visual identity consistently across all your marketing materials, website, and social media channels. Use a consistent tone of voice. Your tone of voice is the personality of your brand. It's the way you communicate with your customers. Choose a tone of voice that is consistent with your brand values and your mission. Use this tone of voice in all your marketing materials and customer interactions. Deliver a consistent customer experience. The customer experience is everything that a consumer interacts with when they come into contact with your brand. This introduces your website, your social media presence, your customer service, and the products and services that you offer. Make sure that your customer experience is consistent across all channels. Here are some examples of how businesses can be consistent when building a brand reputation. A restaurant could have a consistent brand experience by using the same branding elements in its decor, menus, and website. The restaurant could also train its staff to provide a consistent level of customer service. A software company could have a consistent brand experience by using the same branding elements in its website, marketing materials, and product interface. This company could also offer a consistent customer support through its website and social media channels. A retail store could have a consistent brand experience by using the same branding elements in its decor, its signage, and product packaging. The store could also train its sales staff to provide a consistent level of customer service. A consulting firm like myself could have a consistent brand experience by using the same branding elements in its website, marketing materials, and proposals. The firm could also train its consultants to provide a consistent level of customer service. A nonprofit organization could have a consistent brand experience by using the same branding with elements within its website, marketing materials, and fundraising campaigns. The organization could also train its volunteers to provide a consistent level of customer service. When businesses are consistent with their branding, they create a strong and recognizable brand that consumers can trust. Consumers are more likely to buy from brands that they're familiar with and they trust. They also are more likely to recommend brands that they are familiar with and trust to their friends and family. And technique 5, be visible. Get involved in your community or sponsor events. Partner with other businesses that share your values. The more visible you are in your community, the more opportunities you'll have to build relationships with potential customers and build a strong brand reputation. Brand visibility is the extent to which your brand is known and seen by its target audience. It is an important factor in building a strong brand reputation because it helps to create awareness and trust with consumers. There are a number of things that businesses can do to increase their brand visibility, including create a strong online presence, aka your digital footprint, as I refer to it as. This includes having a well-designed website and being active on social media. Businesses should also make sure that their website and social media channels are optimized for search engines so that potential customers can easily find them. Run targeted advertising campaigns. Paid advertising campaigns can be a great way to reach a large number of people quickly and efficiently. Businesses should target their advertising campaigns to their ideal customers and use relevant keywords so that their ads are seen by the right people. Attend industry events and conferences. This is a great way to network with potential customers and partners and to raise awareness of your brand. Business should also participate in speaking engagements and panel discussions to share their expertise and thought leadership. Partner with other brands. Partnering with other brands can help you to expose your brand to a new audience. Businesses can partner with complementary brands, or they can partner with brands that have a similar target audience. Create and distribute high-quality content. This could include a blog post, articles, infographics, videos, and podcasts, like I'm doing with my business. Businesses should also create content that is informative and relative to their target audience, and they should distribute it thoroughly in a variety of channels, such as their website, social media, email marketing. Here are some specific examples of how businesses can be more visible with their brand reputation. A customer could create a strong online presence by having a well-designed website and being active on social media. This restaurant could also run targeted advertising campaigns on search engines and social media platforms. A software company could attend industry events and conferences to network with potential customers and partners. The company could also partner with the software companies, other software companies, to offer joint promotions of webinars. A retail store could create and distribute high-quality content such as a blog post about fashions or trends or product reviews. This store could also partner with the fashion bloggers or influencers to promote its products. A consulting firm could create and distribute high-quality content such as articles about industry trends or case studies. This firm could also partner with other consulting firms to offer joint services or research studies. A nonprofit organization could create and distribute high-quality content such as a blog post about organizations they work with or impact reports. The organization could also partner with other nonprofits or businesses to raise awareness of its causes. When businesses are visible, they are more likely to be remembered by consumers. This is important for building a strong brand reputation because consumers are more likely to trust brands that they are familiar with and that they trust. Here are some additional tips for being visible when building a brand reputation. Be proactive. Don't wait for customers to find you. Reach out to them through online and offline channels. As always, be consistent. Maintain a consistent brand identity across all of your marketing materials and communications. Be authentic. Be true to yourself and your brand values. Be responsive. Respond to customer feedback and inquiries properly. By being visible, proactive, consistent, and authentic, and responsive, you can build a strong brand reputation that will help you attract and retain customers.